AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government says the economy grew at a surprisingly strong rate, 3.3% in the last quarter of last year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, speaking to the Economic Club of Chicago, says the economic recovery has been remarkable for its speed and fairness.
The recovery is so strong and so widely shared because Bidenomics is not just about a post-pandemic rebound in demand. We've also focused on unsnarling supply chains and bringing more Americans into the labor force.
Consumers, who account for about 70% of the total economy, drove the fourth quarter growth. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says former President Donald Trump is trying to block attempts to solve problems at the Mexico border.
He wants to lay the blame for the border at Biden. And the idea that someone running for president would say, please hurt the country so I can blame my opponent and help my politics is a shocking development.
Republicans want to tie more money for border security with more U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. Trump White House official Peter Navarro was sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the Capitol riot. A trial has started in Michigan for Jennifer Crumley. Her teenage son shot and killed four students at his high school in 2021. Prosecutor Mark Keast says Crumley and her husband were grossly negligent and their son's actions were foreseeable.
The school shooter was in a downward spiral that had begun months before. The evidence will also show you that Jennifer Crumley was aware of that.
Her lawyers say Jennifer Crumley was manipulated by her son and wasn't to blame. Antitrust enforcers are opening an investigation into the relationship between leading artificial intelligence startups and the tech giants that have invested billions of dollars into them. This is AP News. More Americans are looking for a job.
The number of Americans who applied for unemployment for the week ending January 20th rose to 214,000. That is an increase of 25,000 from the previous week. The number of Americans on unemployment overall is about 1.8 million, but layoffs are still at historically low levels, though we've all been hearing about those job cuts in the media and tech industries. Amazon, Google, TikTok, and eBay, just a few of the companies that have been laying off workers. The unemployment rate, though, has stayed below 4% for 23 straight months. That's the longest streak since the 1960s. I'm Rita Foley.
The Archbishop of Port-au-Prince says six nuns kidnapped in Haiti last week, along with two other people, have been released and are in good condition. He declined to say whether a ransom was paid or to provide any other details. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.